During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode. So, stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Parental advisory. What is it? Parental advisory? My stupid ass. Parental advisory is advice. This context and language is not suitable for children. Shit might be said that might hit you up under the skin, and it might be a low blow. But guess what? It's funny as fuck, though.
We got titties in the building.
Say what? Hey, say what? Say
we
what?
We got titties in the building.
All the way from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Titties in the building.
Oh, with your stankin' ass.
You gon' be in New Year's in church.
With your stankin' ass.
You gon' go straight back to work.
With your stankin' ass.
Why your kids still playin' up in dirt?
With your stankin' ass.
Hold up, your alternator don't work.
With your stankin' ass.
Now you gotta try to crank it first.
With your stankin' ass.
Oh, see, you gon' be late for work.
With your stankin' ass.
And you ain't gon' have no fucking job.
With your stankin' ass.
We done been overseas with the shit. Tell it to fucking these hoes on the low. Niggas talking about them niggas funny hang with that shit. But
guess
what? I'll fuck your bitch and I'll pay that rent. And anytime she call me, she gon' get up on these dick.
Now, ain't no telling where you might see me. I'm posted in the A, but I might jump on the plane and parlez-vous a little Francais, cause my name close. I got the jokes. I'm everywhere. You see me with it. I'm up in Africa. I'm telling jokes in different cities. Nigga went to Germany and felt some different titties. Nigga went to Germany and felt some different titties.
Nigga went to Germany and felt some different titties. I said they small and they round, but
felt some different titties. I like smoking weed. I like getting high. I make bitches mad like DC Young Fly. Bitches walking out, bitches pulling up. I'm apologizing, just say I don't give a fuck. Crazy man. Give me some of that pussy, baby. Give me some of that pussy, girl. Quit being stingy now. Give me some of that pussy. You got enough to share. I won't tell nobody, cause I know they do not care. Give me some of that pussy, baby. Give me some of that pussy, girl.
I don't know who I'm in here with today, man. I got on the phone, called my cousin, was like, put me in touch with these niggas.
Hey, can we start over one more time?
Yeah. Most definitely. What'd you do?
Mic check.
Check your mic. We would never do that.
Yes, you would.
This is a platinum episode. Why the fuck would we do that?
Platinum.
Move these cups. I didn't want these cups in the shot any fucking way. Move all that shit. Clear the section. Move the bottle.
Fuck this pizza.
Can we get the art department?
I'm done with this pizza.
Yeah, move all that shit.
This bottle too.
Fuck you, bottle.
John, get that. Grab that shit for me. Art. We got an art department. We get somebody from the art department.
85.
Filthy Rich, what's up?
80.
Y'all ready?
85.
Welcome back to the 85 South Show. This is your man, Carlos Miller. We are kicking it like we got shit on our shoe this evening. You already know what it is. You can look around the atmosphere and tell that this is a platinum episode of the 85 South Show. I am in here today with my partners who keep my motherfucking Instagram live.
Yeah,
who keep baby. The Twitter feed live.
We live.
Everywhere baby. They go is live.
Yeah, baby.
What's up, man? I got my nigga Nick Knack in here, and I got my nigga Dan Roo, man. What's happening?
What's good with it, baby?
Yeah. How the fuck y'all doing? Welcome to the city. You already done came in touch with you already?
Yeah, man. You know, we just, you know, just walking around the city, just, you know. Trying man, to grab
you can't just
Georgia
be walking
peaches.
Around the city. You got to go to the strip club, yeah, tell her, man, let you see the birth canal. Day. You know why I love
coming here? Everybody knows I'm Caucasian, but at the end of the
day. Hold, what? What?
You didn't know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, I'm white.
I've seen you do so much real nigga shit, I would never know
son,
that.
Like, I'm talking about the whole nine. My mama, oh my God, talk like this. And my dad talk like this. Yeah, all that white.
He, but, he a white man.
But you got to realize, I love black women.
Hold on, man. See, that, look, when I first saw y'all. I was like, the white boy crazy. But then when I heard y'all was from New Orleans, I thought you was just a Creole nigga.
Nah, Dan is white. Actually racist towards his own kind. Yes. Like you see a white guy, hey, what's up, bro? Cool, cool. We see a white girl, and I'm like, oh my God, Dan. Nah, look, bitch, stay away from me.
Facts.
Don't touch me.
Wow.
I like black women. Black fat women.
Talk
fat
ass,
Dan. You hear me?
Talk to him.
Straight up like that. That's why I like coming today.
I tried to. That's really I tried the only to reason I like down coming today, to be honest. Bad white porn star. What her name is Alexis Texas. Cause she
shout
was in my DM.
Alexis,
I tried to throw him down on her.
Man, fuck
Dan
no.
said, nah, again, get this fucking picture out of my fucking face. I don't know, what the fuck is this?
So the black porn stars, if you listening, Dan is the man with the plan.
That's the one.
That'll hit you with the cock, baby, yeah.
Talk to him, man. How the fuck? First, let's talk to the people, man. How the fuck you and Dan link up, man? Y'all been taking over the shit, the internet.
Dan has always been a dancer. Dan has always been a dancer.
A and graceful I, motherfucker.
Yeah, right. All type of shit. You see a new dance movie? Yeah,
it's very creative.
Put that bitch in a new dance routine. I just always been in the clubs, hosting and shit, drinking. Right. So me and Dan was just, I was hosting one day. He in the middle of the club. Like, man, who the fuck this white boy is? All the niggas looking at him like, yeah. I'm like, yo, who the fuck is
yo,
this
talk,
dude?
Look at the white boy over here. Look at them fucking turn it up. Look at that.
You know,
I ain't even know the nigga could talk to about 12 minutes ago.
Believe it or not, Dan just gathered his voice back about 13 years ago. He fell down the stairs and broke his trachea on a pokeball. But
is that a true story?
Yeah.
What the fuck is a pokeball?
You never seen Pokemon?
Like who the fuck had a? You fell on the pokeball?
It was a Bulbasaur. It does that to you. It was a Bulbasaur.
Hey man, I don't know when y'all bullshitting or not. That's why y'all more than welcome to be on the 85 South Show. Is this the type of podcast for niggas who pull out and put it back in? What was the fucking point?
I don't pull out. Sorry.
And you said that real unapologetically and shit, man. Like,
yeah, I got 10 kids.
Son. I gotta watch myself. I heard about all this shit going around, you know what I'm saying?
So like what?
Strap.
What's going around?
Strap. Unless I really fuck with you. You hear me? If I fuck with a bitch the right way.
How you gonna have an exception to when you go wrong? Hey. Like, I'm always strapped, and unless.
Hey, I'm telling you, son. You know, sometimes
you know, I know what he mean by that one. Sometimes it's like that one girl that you've been wanting to hit.
Yeah.
And she in a bed with you, but you know if you gonna reach for the condom, she gonna be like, nah, that's not for us. But if you know if you hurry up and just eat her, they're sliding the cash. She can't tell you nothing.
Facts. You ever bought the rubbers and still went raw?
Yes,
bro. You know how many.
What the fuck? I buy these rubbers. Fuck, can I take these back?
You know how? No. It's worse when you make the effort to actually go buy them and then don't even use them.
You're right.
Facts.
That's horrible. Spend all that. Then the condom itself is $1.50 just for one.
Nah, it's
that's expensive.
It's more than that. Fuck.
You know, I don't know.
I think
the
gold packs went up, didn't they?
I don't know. I get all my condoms for free.
That's crazy.
I just
you sponsored by Trojan?
Uh-uh.
Man,
I just know a bunch of bitches work at the hospital.
Facts.
Shit. Except the free condom, man.
You're right. We need to start going to the campuses. You know, they be giving out free condoms to the students. We just go in there and be like, hi, how you doing? I'm a student at the university over here.
Getting all the pussy anyway. I know every week it seemed like.
Either that or start finessing lifestyle.
It's a teacher fucking some students.
Just start spray painting the lifestyles gold or something.
What part of New Orleans y'all from, man?
I am from the West Bank of New Orleans. And he is.
I'm from Baton Rouge.
Yeah, that's way on the outskirts of New Orleans.
Yeah, it's like 45 minutes north.
No, I heard it's rough as hell over there.
Hey, BR, that's Boosie Irman Gates.
Boosie man, hey.
Hey, NBA Young Boy, shout out to him. He's back out, you know, doing his
NBA
thing.
NBA Young Boy. Now, see, I'm an old nigga when it comes to these young niggas. Who was that?
Never Broke Again Young Boy.
Yeah. Oh, I Never Broke Again? Yeah. I thought the nigga could hoop.
I thought it was too until I looked into it. You know?
Nah, that shit dope when you put it like that.
He talented.
Look,
we got
the cutest coming through.
Lord. Mm-hmm. That's the one.
That's the one right there. Hey, how you doing, sweetheart? Renee, nice to meet you. Miss Kwan in the building.
We met the other night.
Oh, we did meet her.
We met.
What happened the other night?
We met last night.
Jump on in here.
I'm playing with y'all.
What happened?
No, I just met her with everybody. She's cool people, cool people.
So, bro, now that y'all taking over and shit, what's the next move, man?
The next move, bro,
it's
like
LA.
Yeah, we moving to LA. We already signed a lease and everything.
I saw y'all in the video. Y'all done parlayed y'all way up in the video.
We talking about Jeremiah and Chris Brown?
Yeah.
Bro, this what happened. We was booked for like 5 events.
In LA.
And I was planning to fly a bitch out. Dan had a bitch coming to the house, everything. We was ready to just be chilling. We get a call from Jeremiah manager. Yo, I need you in the video tomorrow. Come out here.
Look, girl, I'm sorry. Look, something came up. You know, now fuck that. I'm going to do with Chris Brown, Jeremiah, Big Sean, you heard me. So, yeah, it was good like that.
When did y'all know that y'all had some shit? Like, when you know what I mean? Like, when did y'all know that this shit was about
to take
off?
When we walked into a strip club and all the girls stopped twerking and started Peter Panning.
Facts.
They stopped throwing ass and started shaking
leaves. We went to Magic City, was it 2 nights ago?
It was Monday.
Monday. These girls stopped, all looked at me. My God, they started doing the little dance I be doing on social media. If y'all haven't seen it, it's called the Peter Pan. So.
I tried it. I ain't gonna even flex. I tried to do it. Hurt my nuts. Closed my legs too high at the top. Smush my shit.
Damn. Is that...
You gotta put a video out and teach motherfuckers how to do it.
I got you, bro. I got you.
You gotta have stretchy pants.
Stretchy pants.
That boy got stretchy pants.
Yeah, you gotta have stretchy pants.
So, oh, she got bound, but she wanna stop buying shit.
Talk some shit, jumping.
Lord, baby, what is you doing?
Nick, interviewer, Nick. Man.
Hello there, man. What is your name?
Renee.
That's Renee, beautiful.
For all the people who just tuning in, we have the lovely Miss Renee in here today. If you have an Instagram, you have seen her beautiful ass somewhere. Cause shit, she's so fine. Even her fake profile got a lot of fucking followers. You know she. I saw her arguing with herself on that bitch one day. I'm like, bitch, is this you? Dude, got a sister? How you been though, sweetheart? You done moved to the city and took over love and hip hop, everything.
Well, leave it to Stevie.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the same one, ain't it?
Yeah, I came out here from LA because, you know, I wanted to act and stuff. So I just got a big role today for a movie.
Oh shit, make some noise for that. We love exclusive shit. Tell us about it. Can we know?
I can't really tell you guys, but it's like with a really, really, really big artist. And he got a movie coming out. So I walked into my audition today. They had my little headshot, and they was like, you in.
That's the one.
That's what it was. That's the
so
one.
So I'm like super excited about it, you know? So it's going to be a really big thing for me. I moved here a week ago, you know, yeah, exactly. Just, you know, I believe in God, and, you know, I feel like he put me over here for a reason, and I'm just meeting a whole bunch
of people. I got to get tighter with God, because I've been down here. He ain't doing me shit.
Girl, you
I'm grinding
speak.
Like hell. Skip right over
girl,
me.
Girl, look at God
bliss.
Work. Come, baby, Lord.
Won't he do it?
Yes,
he will.
That's the one. Amen.
No. Fuck, we trying to move to LA for a movie gig. You came down here for one.
Yeah. Lord. Nah,
but see, y'all the type of, it don't matter where y'all
where
are,
we
man.
Go.
Y'all, cause y'all niggas the type, y'all some real ass niggas.
Look,
I have been watching and y'all done seen y'all break into like 12 niggas' house.
Shit, you miscounted.
Wait, we got a lot more. We ain't even post that because of illegal rights and shit.
Damn. Yeah. I saw when y'all broke in the Diddy shit.
Well, yeah, see, that like, you didn't see when he broke our phones, neither. Yeah. That's why we got two phones.
Yeah. So, so whenever we go somewhere, we put one in the pocket and leave another one around.
Why you always fucking with shit?
What you mean?
Every time I look up, you fucking with shit. I got to, like, you done stole a van. You always fucking around with people's shit. You always stealing. What is wrong with you, man?
If you
man?
Think
what,
about it like this.
Wes, you are white privilege now that it makes sense.
Exactly. So, that's like, you know what I'm saying? If anything happens, I'll be like, I'll pull off the hat real quick. Excuse me, officer. I apologize for any inconvenience.
You got the voice, you know, so you're going to get away with the shit. You know, hey, you be about to fuck people up about fucking with
them. I be having to, bro, because they be trying to pull my whole car like that. Like that's not my nigga, you know?
Now, I know you from New Orleans, and I'm not even going to question if you a killer or not. But I see all your tattoos are like right. below the neck area.
Yeah, you know, they childish. I like to give off the image like I'm a kid. But see, when you were like, you know, yeah.
They don't know the nigga. Real. They be playing this shit, but he'll fuck your auntie.
See, look, you see this tattoo right here? That's Gohan. I hit a nigga with a Kamehameha last week.
Nigga, I respect niggas' tattoos so much, I don't even be looking at him. I just, boy, hell, he got him. He must be a killer. See,
at the end of the day.
You feel me, though?
At the end of the day, I can't have tattoos.
I'm sorry. I got distracted by the little sad titty. I did. It was
areola.
I didn't
it
see none, but it
I
was
wasn't sad. Even looking. Now you got me looking. Let me
stop.
Is it sad titty season? Let's talk about it. I mean, it's the weather change. Sundress season is coming up.
Let's go ahead and talk about what you just said. What's up?
This nigga here. You said something about this nigga done got real National Geographical moment.
So
you got Dan ready to mate in this motherfucker.
Yo, no. When I seen him yesterday, I had to grab my purse. I said, that's a nigga that be stealing shit. But I respect everything you do. No, I hope that you go far and
it's
everything.
It's cool. You know what's
you
crazy?
She
didn't check her purse. Because something might be missing.
Hey, where my goddamn shit at, man? I'm not fucking around.
I'm playing
with
y'all
like this.
Yeah.
Nah, that's dope, though.
Man, I'm excited for you. Got the new role coming out.
Congratulations, brother.
Thank
you.
You
moved to Atlanta. I gotta ask, you got a side nigga yet?
I haven't been with a nigga for like 6-7 years.
Ooh. Mm. Do you know how far niggas have come in the last 6 or 7 years? Niggas is out here doing amazing shit.
No, but listen, when I came out here, I was like, damn. There's a whole bunch of talented ass niggas over
here.
That's
why
like,
I invited you here tonight to let you know that I know you don't even like niggas, but
it's not that though. Like I just feel like so many people be wasting time. No, go ahead.
So you
say
like,
what
girls.
You was gonna say. We all do.
I'm not gonna.
We all do.
I'm not gonna.
We all got something in common. Then.
I'm not gonna put a label on it. If I like you, I like you. If you treat me good,
I don't even like labels. Right. I be buying Sam's
Sorry,
Choice
like
and all
so
that right, type right, of shit. I'm not a slave to
a gay guy. Treat you right like a queen.
A what?
But he likes you. Would you give him a chance, even though he's gay?
That's a strange question.
It's a rhetorical question. Oh. That's what she's gonna say.
You know what? Hell no.
No. All right.
See, like you be.
So that's sexist.
I don't know if I could cut. I'm playing. No, I don't know what
you can say. Whatever the fuck you want to.
I'm sorry. I don't have nothing against.
So look, let me ask you a question. If I wasn't to steal anything out your purse, you know.
You act like you did her a favor.
I play with y'all.
This is the 85 South Show. This is the podcast for niggas who respectfully look at the side titty and keep the conversation going at the same time.
Tell her to check her areola. Make sure it's not.
It's in there. That's what we're talking about, man. It's the weather is changing, and if you don't have the right titties to wear the tank top with the side out. God damn it, talk to somebody. If your titty don't have enough discipline to stay in the side,
facts.
Tape it.
Is my titty up?
It's in there. I'm just saying.
It's perky.
Sometimes
right?
they get loose.
It's real.
That's your
they
friend.
Get loose.
The don't look at your friend. Your old friend always going to have your back. Like, girl, yeah, it's always good, bitch.
Uh-uh, she a Pisces. No, she going to tell the truth. Right,
not all Pisces tell the truth.
No, that's not always
they
true.
Don't. They don't. Huh?
What's the color of areola?
Exactly.
Best friends,
I know what it is. I know what it was.
Best friends,
I appreciate you exposing the real.
Right.
I'm glad y'all.
Exposing the real.
I would have said like pink or like a dark like chocolate brown, like his color skin. Like right here, like
Dan, you fucking I saw you had your romp on the other day. They talked you into this shit.
It was a black pyramid romper, actually.
Hey, yeah, let's talk about that shit too. So basically, you had this romp on, but y'all got the sponsorship, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So well, it only makes sense then. I guess you got to go with the money. Hey,
believe it or not, we had did a promo for the LeBron thing in that video.
Pro Sculpture. The Purpose Sculpture. The
Sculpture thing, but nobody
Renee,
did
one. You got the strapless bra?
The sneaky bont one?
The one that pull your titties up from your navel and put them bitches right here?
I just did an ad on Instagram today.
Can we get that? Can you send that to us uncut?
We need to see it before and after. Yeah, with or without it.
Much love to all them titties that's getting picked up.
Looks the same.
I'm playing with y'all.
Y'all do understand that y'all don't need that shit. We like long titties too. I want to be the first nigga to put that out there. Ladies, if your titties sag, don't nobody give a fuck. We will be your bruh. We will pick them titties up. It's still real niggas out here that scoop up titties.
That's crazy.
I'm one up. Put the camera in my face. I want them to see me.
That's crazy.
My name is Carlos Miller, and I will scoop your titties up. Not only will I scoop your titties up, I will give your titties a pep talk. Hey, fellas, why the long faces?
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'd probably have to take it to the doctor and get that fixed.
I wouldn't. Quick. I'd like your natural titty. I don't give a fuck if your titty long and look like a sweet potato. I still fuck with you.
The only problem I have with a long titty is if she got a big booty and her titties is really saggy and small. That's one of them. Oh no, baby, what is you doing by it? I just can't have
that's a
that.
Meme, huh? That's fucked a meme up, right man. There.
I like small titties.
Yeah, I like small titties and
small
fat
titties
ass.
With a small booty. Yeah,
no, I like
fat ass and small titties.
I can do.
Don't even put me in a situation to cheat on you like that. Having small titties. Why would I can't? Hello. I'm the only one.
I don't got a problem.
You ain't never been sucking
titties.
On a small titty. Be like, man, this shit gay. Shit is boring. Shit is boring.
I mean, it is.
I'm the only one. I'm mean. I'm sorry.
Nah, you are. You good. Cause I mean, small titties do matter.
You know what's crazy though?
I got jumped by three little titty bitches before. I'm sorry. I don't feel the same way.
Just
y'all
fuck them
feel.
In the heart.
I couldn't. What do you mean? Stop calling it a chest. Stop calling it a chest. That's all they kept saying.
Call them Manchester.
Yeah.
Manchesters.
You an asshole, dude. You would be a perfect fit for this show, man.
Really? For real?
When y'all moving to LA?
We're going
to
go ahead and we make actually that already, move June 15th.
Yeah, we already have the... I mean, it's ours. It's already in our name. We just had the time, bro. We so busy moving. Like, we got... this weekend we got Detroit Friday, Washington D.C. We're going to Memorial. Vegas. We got the Palm Springs Hotel, got the Hugh Hefner
Suite
for the whole week.
If you ever seen that?
Google that thing,
bro.
Nigga, they got a
do
fucking
me a favor.
A mansion on
top. I don't ask people for a lot of shit, but do me a favor.
What you need, bro?
Get a throat baby. Make a whole throat baby in it.
Oh, fuck. A throat baby.
You don't know what a throat baby?
Not
Renee, throat babe.
I don't
y'all
know
make me sound like I just made this shit up.
What is a throat babe?
That's when you get a pregnant in the throat area.
Oh, this is hell.
What is wrong?
Ew, that's why I don't fuck with niggas. That's why I do not fuck with
I ain't
niggas.
Never heard of that.
That's the only reason why.
I'm a virgin.
Out of all the reasons, you picked that one.
I'm a Virgo and virgin. I don't know
shit, I'm an Aries, and I like my sandwiches
Aries.
From Publix.
Oof. Mm-mm.
Well, I'm an Aquarius.
Well,
so
I'm
hope
really
Aquarius.
A Capricorn.
Shit, I can't swim. What that mean? So we're just throwing out shit.
I found Nemo, so what's that?
Well, shit, pickles ain't good as people say they are.
I found Dory. That was a hard find.
Yeah, well, whatever. You ever be watching TV with a pussy on your face? Talk to me then.
I've done some crazy shit in my
You ever watched a bitch throw up by looking through a booty hole?
Yeah, well, just Sonic got the then. Best ice out of all the restaurants, so... fuck is we talking about?
Sonic.
Wait. Sonic's got the best what?
Crushed ice.
They do.
Do they do?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Renee.
No.
Gas
station. I'm going to stop you right there.
You going to debate this shit?
Racetrack.
Refrigerator's got the best crushed ice.
Say that shit again.
Refrigerator's
I thought
got
you
the
said
best.
Refrigerator. I was like, you a real ass nigga. Because only real niggas can't say refrigerator. They just be like, refrigerator.
I had to turn the accent off.
No, turn that shit on.
Refrigerator.
Because there's some niggas watching this shit from prison.
Refrigerator.
In the library. They get to watch 15 minutes at a time. Take a nigga 4 weeks to watch a whole episode of this shit. We built this from nothing.
You taking a picture?
No, we on live. Baby.
I look daddy. Like a damn snitch.
We on live, baby. We live.
We in that motherfucker, man. I thought my nigga DC Young Fly was about to pull up.
I thought he was too when she walked in.
She is in here though. Where you about to go?
We going to this, I think it's SL Lounge or something.
You don't never invite me to shit.
Come on, let's go.
I don't know how to, that's what I'm saying.
You guys are invited.
Are we? Now we're invited, huh?
No, you guys been invited.
Since when? Last night?
Since when?
Yes, since last night.
Because we didn't have an invite.
What happened last night?
Hey, did you put me on your snap last night?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, all right.
Did you tag me? Yes, I did.
You tagged me?
Okay, I did.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, we all foot with
you. Was it on InstaSnap? Because if it's on InstaSnap, he ain't going to see it. He don't check his DMs.
I do check my DMs.
You a damn liar.
Speaking of checking DMs, we just got sponsored by Adidas. They're going to send us some equipment to slide in those DMs this season. I know a lot of fellas watching this show just wondering, how can they successfully slide in those DMs? So that's why I wanted to ask you fellas, because y'all seem to be pretty successful at everything that you're doing. And maybe Miss Renee could throw in some pointers on there to help some of these niggas out here this season to become successful, baby.
Man,
father.
To be honest with y'all, you want to be honest with you, bro?
Yeah, be honest with them.
I'm going to be honest with them.
Talk to them.
Them right there. And why? What Nick said, I don't be checking my DMs. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm worried about one thing right now. Well, you know, of course, I keep God first, but on top of that, I'm worried about the money.
Hello.
Bags. Plural. More than one.
I be worried about the ass. Plural. Ass.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family. Or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected. Whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode after episode. So, connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
But you can balance money on
that. How you sliding in them DMs these days?
I don't even slide. They come to me. Like, oh my God, I just love your voice so much. I want you to fuck me with that voice. I'd be like,
it's true.
It's not even my voice, baby. She's like, I don't even care. Just you to talk dirty to me. It's whatever.
No. He's right, though.
I'd be like, yeah, baby, you like that dick, huh, baby? Lord, baby.
No,
but balls,
it's
baby.
Funny, though, because we be checking our DMs. And no. It's funny because we'll be checking our DMs. And some girl in my DM be like, oh, that boy Nick, he's so cute. Can you throw me his way? Like, oh my God. Like, can I get his number? Like, bitch, go on his DMs. Like, but, you know, either or, you know, we slide each other back. You know what I'm saying?
No homo.
That's right.
No homo.
I know exactly what the fuck you mean.
The only thing I really hate with fans, son, is when they ask me, yo, what's Dan's Rue Instagram? Like,
bro, this crazy as bro, fuck. I be on the podcast shit. Working like a motherfucker. They asking me about Chad all day.
This nigga didn't even do nothing. Son, I can go to the bathroom.
I'm doing all the work. Bro. He just be over there. That's still angry. Getting all the.
What's Chad doing? I'm gonna go ahead.
I can go to the bathroom, son, and nigga, I'll do a snap me pissing. yo, where's Dan Rue? Why he's not pissing next to you? Bitch, I don't know.
Hey, look, let me tell y'all something. So it's so crazy, son. Like, we blew up overnight, basically. So in December, we both had like 65K on Instagram. So blew up, blah, blah, blah.
What was y'all doing before this shit?
200.
He was doing club promoting and, you know, MCing. And I was basically dancing, doing gigs. You know, I've done backup dance for some big name people. But, you know, I'd just be chilling on some real shit. You know? Yeah. But I was also working. I did shit. I was in school for mechanical engineering at LSU.
This nigga a genius on the
Dan road. Know every fucking thing. You guys Dan about cars, fuck computers. This bitch Dan said, yeah, man, in order for this to work, you have to back up and drop oil into it and then drain it and then start it back up with the electric park plug. I'm like, Dan, where the fuck you learn this shit, bitch?
No, man. We just be working. We working.
The dude could be a professor, son, on everything electronical.
I fucks with it, man. I'm just glad to see black people in this motherfucker being cool and shit. Because that's what we do in the 85 South show. Renee won't even put me on the Instagram live. Let me get on your shit. Hey, Shout out to all the lesbians that want a boyfriend
Hey, can we go back to what you just said?
Yes.
What'd you just say? Say it again.
What, the lesbians that want a boyfriend?
No. Before that. You said, I'm just happy to see all these black people.
I meant to say, and Dan, too.
That's what I'm talking about.
Damn.
That's the one.
I forgot, man. Look, but this shit is still new to me. I don't even know if you can still be white after this shit, man.
You know, but.
How the fuck you dance so good, you white?
Fuck.
You got to tell it. Not, shit, the secret is out now. We want to know.
But you know what? You know what? We'll say this. Nick, you can go ahead and tell them about the whole Soulja Boy situation.
Oh, yeah, basically. When
So y'all into it with Big Soulja? No, look, don't bring no beef up here today.
It's not.
Because look, Big Soulja from the hood.
It's not beef.
He got him.
What happened was when
you
Chris.
You fuck with Big Soulja?
When Chris Brown was putting Dan on while posting the videos and all that, so Dan took it as
look, don't make me choose sides
in
the beef.
No, you ain't gotta choose sides.
Don't put me in the middle.
Nah, you good.
85 South neutral in this shit.
And he really is in the middle, literally, though.
This not gonna be on the shade room. Now, we just played. This is how it happened.
Okay.
Basically, you know, Dan was like a big Chris Brown supporter, you know, rocking Black Pyramid and everything, showing love to Chris for posting the videos. So Chris Brown and Soulja Boy started getting into it. And then that's where nigga was like, you know what, Dan, we might have to just go ahead and bring you to the black side and delegate Soulja Boy to the white side. So, because everybody started hating Chris Brown. But everybody started loving, not Chris Brown, Soulja Boy.
We made a post and said, they had a vote, a big, I mean,
they don't be laughing at Big Soulja.
Hey, man. I'm not laughing at that, man. I'm not laughing at that, man.
All right. Because I don't know if he listened to the show, but his
Wait,
sister.
Wait, who's Big Soulja?
Big Soulja Boy.
You want to know what's funny?
Yes.
You know that video when he got pushed, right?
I'm worth too many M's. Man, get up off.
He hit me up. The one that pushed him.
Do tell.
Hit me up. Because I redid the video and it like blew up. So the guy that pushed him put me on his page and was like, I'm really with the shits, little mama wooty woo. And I was like, okay.
The nigga almost beat you up, too?
No, he didn't. He loved it. Because I'm Team Breezy, 757 VA all day.
Hold on one second. I got to do something real quick, guys. Hold on.
Oh, I thought the nigga.
Right. Hey.
You from Virginia too?
Nah, he's just a big Chris Brown supporter.
Nah, you know, I support the boy. I mean, he really, like, low key, I'm not gonna say he did it all the way, but he really put me and Nick on to start off our, like, he was posting every video. Everybody was grabbing it from Chris. World Star Shade Room, you know, and that's basically how it started.
Facts.
So, I know you ain't see it, but I said my side bitch like four of them shit. We was laughing. Me and my little side bitch was laughing. Hey, like, that's the one, baby. Get naked, baby.
His DMs on some shit too. You never know.
You were telling you were on a Peter Piper pan?
I did all of that. I hit her with the rabbit legs and everything. How many dances you got coming out this summer?
I got tons of stuff.
Use that one, the rabbit legs. Hit the bitch with the rabbit legs.
This nigga said the rabbit legs.
Nick, you gotta do the song, nigga. The rabbit legs going in.
So what y'all don't know is we about to switch roles. Fuck all that. I'm about to be the dancer. I'm tired of not getting bitches for not dancing. I'm tired of them looking at me like I'm just the voice. Bitch, I could dance too.
Talk to him.
Bitch, I could. Bitch, I got a Peter Pan. Who you think showed him the Peter Pan?
He showed you that shit. See, not a truth coming out. That's what we here for at the 85 Shop Show.
The whole Peter Pan. I showed him.
He helped me. He helped me perfect my Peter Pan.
Because what people don't know, what it was before this even blew up, it was what a milk egg. Nigga was doing what a with the legs and arms and everything.
On Vine, I remember Vine. That shit.
But see, niggas don't know it's an evolution to everything.
Yeah.
I passed it to my white brother. Now all the niggas like, yo, they got white niggas doing this shit. Now everybody like it.
Bro, y'all might fuck around and change the world with this shit.
Hey, hey, bro, look, you.
Bro, it ain't been a white man and a black man doing this much positive shit Robin since.
Ooh, Robin B.
Who was it?
Robin B.
Representing for the streets.
Condoleezza Rice and George Bush. That was about as big as I thought it was. Fuck
it. I guess.
Nah, man, people call us the modern day Robin Big. That's what we get called.
Barack and Joe Biden. That is true. Uncle Joe, holding down Uncle Joe. He was a real nigga.
I fuck with Joe. He's, you know,
he's a real nigga.
Who else a real nigga out here in these streets today?
Today?
That's white?
Nah. It ain't but like four of them.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Who's the four of them?
Shout out to all the mixed people who want to say nigga, but you don't know if you can or not.
Nigga.
We ought to kill you, man. Now, we ought to kill you.
Wait, no, wait. I got Dan Black card.
Ahead and pull it out.
You lucky you and him cousins. Let me see. First cousins.
I can't
see. Let me see it. If you don't got it on you, we got to jump you. We got three dreadhead niggas over there.
Dan Black card right here.
Nigga, you actually got one. No, you don't get to touch it. It's like it's... Don't give it to him till
he's
30.
He lose the black card.
You fuck that shit like a Social Security card. You don't get that bitch till you 30. You lucky motherfucker.
He got to go double platinum.
Renee, let me see that shit. I know you got some fine. Let me see that. Let me get some of them Instagrams.
Oh, yeah, shit. Let me say hi to them, too. Tell them what's good, you hear me? Man, we might as well get on my live.
Yeah.
My live.
Yeah. Turn that bitch up. Let me do a commercial. Hey, this is the 85 South Show. Are you one of them chicks who going bald on the side? I don't know what to tell you to do, but just keep doing whatever you can. Some niggas out here that'll still fuck with you. Renee, you got anything coming up you need to promote?
You got to watch them with your phone. They might cancel it and go through your naked pictures. You know niggas.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, my goodness.
Damn, find them shits. Oh, you done fucked up. Dan got it. Now you might not ever get that shit back.
I know that's what I do. When a girl says take a picture of her, I take her picture.
She really do have some booty pictures in here, y'all.
She fine. You don't see the Instagram? Tell them your Instagram so all the thirsties can follow you.
Renee Diaz, R-E-N-A-Y-E-D-I-A-Z.
Please don't say nothing crazy. She love to argue.
No, I don't.
What the Diaz stand for?
That's my last name.
Oh, I thought it was something like Cherokee Diaz. Like Diaz.
No, it's actually like the Spanish
Diaz. Like Diaz.
Who on that?
Nobody.
Nobody, baby.
Hey, he is funny, though. You damn right he is. Much love to all of y'all.
Let me see that thing.
Man. Pass it around like a blunt.
So my female friend.
Turn your shit on, Dan.
You want me to give it live? Let's get live. Stud. Get them K's like up in here. Too.
So hey, yeah. Tell them about that, Ms. Guam. Why you changed your name?
Damn, you went that far. That damn, you must have really known.
Hell
my
yeah,
Instagram.
Yeah, about three girlfriends ago.
Actually, it's two.
My lurk game is impeccable.
I'm from Guam. I was born there, so I just and then when I got on the show the first time, I had to rebrand myself.
Right.
Oh, Sisterhood of Hip Hop.
Yeah, we top live already, baby. Lord,
that's all we do over here. This is the 85 South Show. We are live right now. Shout out to Dan. One. He is the man with the plan and made your girl do the Peter Pan.
Yeah, baby.
All the kids is doing it, Dan.
What is you doing, baby? Lord,
look at all hell yeah. Let me see this shit. Carlos so dope with the freestyle. When the album coming out?
You see this.
We're not in the position to drop an album right now, so we're gonna do some mixtape. It's gonna be available at all the Chevrons. All the gas stations, anywhere they selling mixtapes by the bulk. Make sure you pick that shit up.
What is you doing, Dan, baby? That's a Master P to probably pick a pipe.
Yeah, because that's exactly what he do. Type of nigga come to your child's birthday party and get it popping by the birthday cake.
That's the
He's an athletic nigga.
Wigger?
God damn it. I keep forgetting.
He keeps forgetting I'm white. But it's all good. All
right, Dan, fuck it.
I just call him Arabian. I call that boy Aladdin sometimes. He just look like he Arabic.
How long you been knowing this nigga?
Since he was fixing iPhones and selling magic carpets.
That boy childish. That boy childish.
What else we got going on up here? Let me see. My first time seeing Carlos was at Dirty South Neighborhood Bar and Grill in Greenville, South Carolina, the Dugout, and I swear I knew he was going to be a star watching this DVD I bought for him that night. I already knew Dirty South from way back, Straight Savage. Shout out to Joe Baby's Kitchen. I don't know where the fuck that's located, but yeah, we appreciate it. DC never came. Let's see what these comments be saying. I low-key hate when DC don't be there. Sorry, I don't know what to fucking tell you. Them nigga told us he was on his way an hour ago, so we waiting on him. We holding it now. I'm in here with my man Dan the Man.
He got pulled
Knick-knack,
over. Knick-knack,
paddywhack, give a hoe a bone, and Miss Guam, a.k.a. Renee Diaz. She said she ain't like niggas in 6 years. We're going to see if we can change all that. Got some gift certificates. Shit. And we got some, got the homegirl that's... Oh, my bad.
Oh, my goodness, y'all.
You know, it's so funny. It's because, like,
my female loving friends.
Hey.
Just like females.
Right.
People don't realize.
Talk to them, man.
People don't know I'm a stud. I am not a man. I'm a stud. Do you not see my fitted cap?
Quit touching shit.
My phone clip on my side. I got polos everywhere.
No.
I just cut my braids off. I used to look like Hurricane Chris. Nah, I look like a bigger version of Sinbad.
Talk to him.
I'm still a lesbian at
he's
heart.
He's spitting that game.
I eat vagina better than any vagina-eating female in this world. If they had a vagina-eating contest, bitch,
you would definitely not win.
I will win because I eat the cat.
I take third place.
And the booty. And, I eat the
and
whole plate
fucking most photogenic.
I lick all around the plate, inside the plate, under the plate. I clean my plate, ladies.
I might not win, but I probably eat the most pussy. He wasn't the best, but he ate the most. Nigga ate 13 pounds of pussy. Never seen it. It's a record. Here down at the Pussy Eating World Championship.
If it was like a pussy eating Olympics, I think I'd probably have the most tricks.
Carlos Miller won third and fourth place. He really outdid himself.
Y'all sit down, child.
It's way more to being a lesbian than eating a bunch of pussy.
Oh, it's hard.
It's matching outfits.
It's hard, she said.
You gotta learn
how to, what's hard about it?
What's there's the hardest
hard.
Part about being
there's
a lesbian?
There's nothing hard about that.
Because, I mean, I like
she
being with
it.
A girl.
Yeah.
This is a serious subject.
Let's talk to him.
Girls are, I'm emotional. And if you've seen the show, I'm crazy. I'm crazy.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. It's all that. There's just too much emotions. You got to keep up with them. Bitches be playing too many games.
You telling me?
Now you see what we go through.
You act like we don't know.
Let me ask you.
This is what we go through.
Tell us something we don't know. You think you got it hard. Try to convince that mean motherfucker to give you some head. Yeah. Not eat some, suck some dick after all that arguing. Yeah, it's damn near impossible. Yeah. Well, it's hard being a let. Be a nigga. She already don't like you. You show up with two strikes. At least y'all can share outfits.
Not really. Not really.
Shit.
I mean, what kind of females you like? You like femmes? You like?
There's a.
She be liking them tough ass bitches play basketball.
I'm a stud. I mean, like, I'm telling you, I'm a stud.
I've only dated two studs. All the
shit. How many more left? How many left?
I'm done. I'm done with girls. I'm really done.
For real?
Yes. I'm done.
It is time for you to come back and let us disappoint you some. You out here wasting all this goddamn time. You might as well be getting some dick with it.
I'm already getting disappointed.
Shit, what you think? You above
damn,
this shit?
Wait. You already getting disappointed? What? You just moved here.
Exactly.
Look at the white man. Always trying to cook. Always. Well, wait a minute. What? You just moved here.
I mean.
What's going on? Are they treating you bad already?
If you really need a friend.
Are you in need of someone?
I mean, I like black women. I'm just saying.
Nah, white man, chill out. Y'all already got Tamara and fucking Serena. They stealing all the black women.
Hey, Serena.
We got to get us some fine white chicks to replace them.
Who you going to find?
Y'all got to bring us some to the table. So.
Yeah.
White man really got his shit together. He done started stealing all the women. He even got Miley Cyrus back. I was like, God damn, the white man took Miley Cyrus back from
us. She pregnant for him, too.
Damn.
Who?
Miley Cyrus?
Is she really?
Yeah.
I don't know that nigga.
For the white man?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Did she ever holler at Mac Maine?
Because
that
was
the most, that's the most vocal you ever heard Mac Maine to be about anything. In about 3 years, holler at me, Miley Cyrus. That nigga meant that shit. Y'all don't have no concern for nobody but your own selves.
That's niggas
for you. But low-key, that's the truth. You should be looking after yourself and not everybody else.
Mm. Right? Damn, was that a word right there? Was that a message?
That was a message.
Damn, that shit came
message?
Through. That shit came through like a lightning rod.
Oh, shit. It came. I'm being real. I don't think anybody should be worried about the next person. You should always be worried about yourself at the end of the day.
First and foremost.
See, if everybody in the fucking comment section realized that, bitch, there would be no haters.
You're right.
But you need haters.
Of course. Because we definitely popping. Because I got a lot of haters.
But if you had a lot of
what would you prefer to have? Haters or just people who didn't give a fuck?
If you would have said supporters, I would have said supporters.
Well, fuck that. You're going to get your
people
love
that don't
too.
Give a fuck usually be the ghost commenters, the ghost likers. I'd rather haters.
But you know what's crazy? The same motherfuckers who be in your comments hating, them be the niggas who be coming up to you in real life, whether you know it or not.
Oh, that's true. You're right.
That's to be the ones who be hating the most. Nigga, I love your ugly ass. I love you.
Man, look.
You, man.
What y'all
nigga,
doing?
I can't believe it.
You're right, though. That's it. You're right.
I didn't want. Man, get in the picture. What picture? This one I'm about to
but
take
you know,
us.
Real talk, no. I'll, you know, y'all child. Real talk, at the end of the day, I always got my brother's back. You feel me? Yeah. I mean, if we get pulled over or something, I just tell Nick, go in the car. I got this.
That's something you start getting in the back seat, put like you sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
Cop pull up. Yeah, I'm sorry, sir. Yeah. We had to get to the bathroom.
I thought everybody knew that y'all was on a crime spree and didn't nobody fuck with y'all.
Well, I've been arrested like three times. Yeah,
for
but
real?
You know they hold me in the car. It's like what do you call it? It's like where they do the paperwork and they hold you in the car.
I don't know. I ain't never made it that far. I ain't never got out the car till we got to the police station.
There was more lean.
That's some white man shit. Actually, when you got out the car, you was like, you know the part. No, the fuck I don't. I'm a black man. They don't even tell me where I'm in that bitch till I'm in that bitch.
I was about to take a charge one day for him, but he was like, nah, I got it. When he got in the car, they just held him for like a good 2 hours, and they let him go after.
They was waiting on you to leave. They would have let him go early if they was like, we was trying to wait on the nigga to leave. We didn't want him to see us let you go. If he would have left, you would have been out of here. I'm sorry for the inconvenience, sir.
Basically, that's how it goes, man.
So y'all out here taking penitentiary chances, man? For what? Like, what happened?
So basically, in New Orleans.
Oh, shit.
We were doing a skit. We were going to make it a skit. There was like 4 or 5 cops chilling outside this wing spot we know, We That Wing food truck in New Orleans.
That's the one
Street.
You was talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Always
we that. You always was fucking with.
Hey, some y'all go to New Orleans on Canal Street.
They help you wing. Lose weight and get a bigger penis.
How the fuck?
So anyway, look, we outside, the cops out there, a couple of them knew who we were. Oh, what's up, Dan? Blah, blah, blah. Nick, Nick, blah, blah, blah. Man, it was good, you know? So we just started messing with him and stuff.
Yeah.
And I just got distracted by this picture that...
Now, go ahead. You was out there messing with him.
Yeah, so anyway, basically, it was like, you know, went up to do a little video, you know? Oh, damn, baby, look at that. Do my dance. Cops messing with him, bro. And y'all still... Someone... I'm getting distracted
by messing with you.
These damn pictures. I can't even tell the story. I done... What's...
Yeah, they messing with you and shit.
Man, they showing me pictures. I'm seeing areolas and shit. No, but look.
I'm gonna put it down. I'm gonna put it down.
Thank you, please, please.
Like we were saying,
back to what I was saying.
With you, they had you jammed up.
So you know, I always steal something, right? I always steal something.
Hell yeah!
Go ahead and put your phone away. Go ahead and put your phone away. We gotta, you know what I'm saying? But no. Basically, went up. You know, just messed with the cops, shaking man's hand. It's good, bro. It's good. And then you know me, I get in the zone. Like
this nigga Dan reached for the gun.
No, the fuck.
I took his gun and ran. He had it unclipped, and I ran.
Oh my god!
Hey,
he's checking out.
Son, let that would have been a nigga. Son, nigga
lost your mother.
Nigga would have been shot 18 times.
Yeah, I took the gun and ran. He had it unclipped, but the thing is, the other, you know, I told you it was like 4 cops right there. 2 cops knew who we were. The other 2 didn't.
He touched the 2 cops who didn't know who he was. But the thing is, sir, when he took the gun, son, he was like trying to call for backup and shit. Other security guy was like, no, don't do it, don't do it. We're going to handle it. Put him in the cop car, son, for 2 hours.
I mean, I let him catch me because I was gone. I ain't going to lie to y'all. But I was there, you know, while I'm running, you thinking about a lot of shit. Like, man, I mean, I'm really going to get in trouble with shit.
You going to start thinking after you grab the gun.
Well, fuck it. You get in the zone, you know what I'm saying? You get in the zone.
You got caught in traffic.
You got, man, he got pulled over.
You grabbed the motherfucking
gun. I took his gun and ran. Why not?
So I don't know where you're gonna sit at, but this session is closed. I'm sorry, sir.
I'm ready.
Oh,
he gets to get this.
No, I don't want you to leave. I might turn lesbian just for you. Just stay right
here. I'm not lesbian.
Bye. Me either.
I'm done with niggas.
Oh, hey. I mean, I'm done with bitches. She said she's done with niggas. I'm white. How you doing?
I'm done with girls.
I'm playing with y'all.
Sure?
I'm sure. No, funny. I'm sure. I'm serious. I'm so done.
This is another motherfucker. This is part one of part two of the 85 South Show. It's about to get retarded at this motherfucker. We gonna plug in.
You paused it.
Hell yeah.
We still live?
Yeah, we're about to switch it out.
All right.
I'm not even worried about the pictures. The pictures, that's what friends look at all the time.
You guys enjoying this?
All my friends' pictures. Amazing
show. You sure?
Sir, it's
high, man.
You're fucking lying to me, bro.
It's high.
Hey. I'm trying to talk to my friend.
Man, I feel what you're saying, but you don't hear
what is this man doing, babe?
I'm out of car.
I know.
Hey,
did
you
see
you met with Renee?
Didn't know.
Okay.
You're fucking crazy.
Hey.
I'm gonna introduce myself. I'm gonna go with Tiki.
But you need me to scoot over? You want me to scoot over?
You
sure?
Can I?
Yeah, we're working on it.
Oh, okay.
What?
Oh, it's good.
So goddamn. My nigga. You been good?
Yeah, you just missed the story he told about the police.
What happened?
Oh, I got arrested, but
snatched the police.
I took his gun, yeah. Man, look, what were we doing at the awards? What were we doing at the awards? No, what were we doing at the awards? Look.
Doing E.
This boy come walking across.
You ain't take the gun.
He did.
No, I did. I got arrested.
Yeah, arrested.
We got the whole thing on video.
What the other scene when you popped out for D-Dinos? Y'all
didn't cry for
real?
Man, look.
But before that, he broke our phones and shit.
Yeah, he broke our phones.
He felt bad because Cassie told him who he was and Justin told him who he was. So he was like, oh, fuck. I ain't know, man. Y'all can help me out. He's like, what I do for y'all 5 times in, I want 25 times back. So by us doing that video with him, he wanted us to promote Ciroc and shit for him.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. What up, buddy?
It was nice.
Good.
Give me your information. I need that.
Yo, I need that too.
I'm gonna leave already.
You should have been here.
What you mean? I can't have one time to damn rap one. You know that shit is like 2-3 hours.
Nah, my partner got shot, so I had to get the
damn.
I'm gonna stay right quick. The hospital right quick.
Yeah, he's straight.
But you know what's crazy, son? That always happened in Atlanta. My partner got shot.
Yeah, that's a common.
That's a common thing out here, huh?
Yeah.
Partner got shot.
It was nice to meet you, Renee. Come back.
It was nice to eat you. I mean, girl, you already fucking know.
She said it want to be a meet and greet.
Meet and eat. Meet and eat.
Okay.
Bye, love. You be good. All right.
She will. She looked like she gonna be good.
That was a nice meeting.
I call her. That's all I mean. I call Devs. Nobody can have a vibe.
Why you gotta be selfish, bro?
Because I sat right here the whole time talking.
It really ain't.
She can have her. Real talk. She ain't had no booty. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Talk to him, Dan.
She don't need booty.
She had like a medium booty.
What you do with them?
It don't matter what she had. What you do with the medium booty?
I hope she didn't. No, this is live.
What you do with the medium booty? This is still live.
We record everything. Well, the fuck. Tell her not to watch this part.
Shout out to all the medium booties.
No, she had a nice.
Shout out to this nigga with a lot of colors on.
I came in smelling his finger. What you fingered her just
now? This nigga got a lot of colors on.
What you did? This man came in smelling his
finger. This nigga got a lot of colors on. That's your cousin?
You digging up booties, huh? But you don't even have a beard, boy.
But you couldn't even grow a beard.
Oh, hell.
You don't sit down with this Candyman hat on.
He smell like backwoods.
For real, though, boy. If you don't sit, you'll fight the power face.
Boy, I've been joning your cousin, your brother all day. Now I'm back to you, big tiny pants.
How are you able to talk through these teeth like this? They barely connecting, baby. What is you doing?
What is you doing with these holes in your pants? Tight pants, little these pants, jeans, little B pants ass. I'm on your ass.
What kind of jacket that was is gay, this, boy?
Oh, that's that jacket. It's that jacket Jehovah in the well and the guy.
Jehovah Witness will wear, baby.
It's that jacket your bitch gonna wear. You know what I'm talking about? Now I'm back to you too, Big Bill. Yeah, you tried to get him talking about my colors on my jacket. I'm on you.
Whose man's is this, baby?
Who man's is this?
Yo.
Who man's is this?
Yo. Whose man's is this?
How
bro?
You get on this show?
I thought that was your partner.
Security?
Nah, that's my people. I don't know what the hell.
What flag on? We're about to bring fly in here, man.
What just happened?
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show. Episode after episode after episode. So, connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Hot shit. Need a shirt.
Now look.
Tim Westwood in the morning. We got a freestyle from my man. What, Dan. Dan, give him a freestyle for us. A hot freestyle for us, Dan.
Yo, check it. Nick. Check it. Yo, I'm white. I don't rap except gifts.
We'll do some poetry.
Well, look, I'm not a freestyle, man.
Go ahead, Nick.
Give me a beat, man.
Chad, give me a beat.
Give me a word to go
Chad,
off.
Chad, can we get a beat?
Go ahead, Nick. Go ahead, Nick. Go off on him real quick, Nick.
Give me a word. Titties. Okay. I say I fuck with the itty bitty titty committee, and these niggas out here lame, man. These niggas real shitty. All up on my shit, but I'm all up on my gritty. Everybody, yeah, they fuck with the nigga like, about to pull a trigger. Got six figures. Got these bitches trying to suck all my niggas. Up till they get a hiccup. That's what's up, bitch. I throw the set up. That's what's up from the 17 to the West Bank. Yeah, we in this thing. Bitches in the sink. Throw the bitches in the dish. At the pussy smelling like shit. Then fuck that bitch on the back. Put my thumb up in the crack.
Woo!
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, she gon' suck me up. Yeah, she don't give a fuck. Yeah, we fucking and sucking and busting and licking and sticking and everywhere in this shit, bitch. Everybody going down. Everybody going down. Yeah, the beat slowing down.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, look. They call me Nick Nack, Mr. Fucking Paddywhack. Hit a bitch from the back. Snatch a weave, I snatch a track. I break a spleen, I break all that shit. In this bitch, I'm flying this bitch.
Hey.
No D side.
He said no D side. I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
What you got over there? Yo. What you? Oh, so you stopped by the store. You ain't coming.
It's called Muncha. Yes.
Welcome back to the 85 Chop Show. This is the 85 Chop Show. My man, DC Young Fly.
We ain't gonna get high?
In the building, huh?
We ain't gonna get high?
Who ain't?
I thought we were gonna get high.
Who ain't? Who ain't gonna get high?
I need a little high.
Who ain't gonna get high? You is a goddamn lie. I roll a blunt and pass it to me. I get high in the sky. I'm like an eagle wing. Man, I got to smoke some now. Roll it up. You don't even say you don't know how. Man, I'm rolling blunts and I'm gonna smoke them because I'm stupid loud. Every time Fly come through, he come with stupid loud. It was Nick and Dan. That's part of the plan. Somebody give me the Reaper. The switches in my hand. Yeah, who ain't gonna get high?
Bring that ass here.
Say what?
Who wanna smoke?
Bring that ass here.
I wanna choke. Turn into a ghost. Hey, like that. Ain't no joke.
Goddamn. Swag on. Y'all thought we won? Okay, this is the rap that I'm gonna rap when I get higher.
I get high.
Is the rap that I'm gonna rap when I get higher.
I get high.
I said this is the rap that I'm gonna rap when I get higher. Take a picture and then use it and put it on a flyer. See, everywhere I go, man, they already know I'm probably rolling on some granddaddy purp or some drove. See, I know a nigga in every city that I land in. I go through my contacts like where my man's in there. Bring the weed, cause you know I'm at the airport. We rolling blunts and passing back and forth. It's like a damn sport. I'm like the fork, that the spork that you get from KFC. I'm trying to get higher than the price of a G. A gallon of gas on the ass. Man, roll up three blunts so we can puff, pay.
I get high.
His name is Dan. I just found out today that he's a real white man. I don't even understand it was part of the plan. Nobody even knew that Dan was a real white man. Nobody even knew that Dan was a white man.
No, you not.
He really white.
He really white. We got to kill him.
We really is.
But look, he's saying nigga with an I, not nigger with the E.
He said nigga.
Nigga.
No. He can't be white for real.
He for real white.
And be saying nigga just freely.
That's what I said.
He got a black card, bro.
No. Who gave it to him?
I know you, Nick Nack.
You'll give anybody a black card.
No, just that guy.
No.
He got a black card, bro.
I've been watching your videos. He's been doing a lot of black shit.
Hold on, DC. You know who gave it to me?
Who?
Boosie.
Lil Boosie.
He gotta call me though. He ain't called me and told me he gave you the black. I'm talking about niggas saying nigga.
Nigga.
Like, I lie.
A lot.
A lot.
So even when you around your white people, you be saying this shit. Like, they be like, bro.
Nah, he gonna let his white people say.
You're gonna get us killed, bro.
I don't have any white friends. Wait, hold on. I really don't have any white friends, though.
Bro.
I mean, I got some friends I used to know.
What happened? They kicked you out the
You
white
can't
community?
Get your black card until you babysit my niece and nephew and try crack cocaine.
Hey, you know what?
When you get my nigga.
You know
card.
What's crazy?
That's a nigga right there.
You know what's crazy? I've tried one of those things, so let me just
babysitting of the crack. You tried some crack?
Heroin.
No,
he's white.
Heroin.
They jump from weed.
Kids who are watching this show, don't do drugs, motherfucker.
Unannounced. I'm just playing.
DC, what the hell been going on, man?
Man, shit, I just got on the plane.
Where you been? You had the Chris Brown show?
I had the last day on the Chris Brown tour.
Bro, check this out. Chris Brown writing a check to everybody at the goddamn table. Tell them to give me a check, fuck.
What? When?
He fucking with Nick and Dan. I need a situation, too.
He did.
No, he don't fuck with me.
Oh.
Why you say that?
Why he don't fuck with you, Nick?
He came to my city. He ain't give me the mic and say, when I say Chris, y'all say Breeze. Nah, they didn't do that for me, baby.
Wow. For real.
It's on some deep shit. I don't want to say it because the camera's rolling, but it's more deep than what it is.
It really ain't got nothing to do. It's
the people that surrounding that person.
So we know how
they got
that.
You know how they got that one shark in the water, got the fish underneath him. Them fish underneath them. But when that fish, them fishes underneath, they scatter, go do dumb shit to bring the shark around and fuck shit up.
We're not gonna talk on that though. We ain't gonna need all that.
Y'all niggas stay in a lot of shit.
Y'all do. Y'all been getting fine with P. Diddy and shit. Charlamagne the God and running up on Bow Wow and shit.
He too far.
What happened?
With Charlamagne?
Yeah.
Nigga can't find him. Well, a lot of shit that we do with celebrities, somebody either give us a location where they at, so then we just pull up.
They talking about they give us a location. These niggas like the FBI. They are the celebrity. Fuck with people, FBI.
So y'all just pulling up on niggas?
We went to fucking Los Angeles, son. Nigga said, yo, y'all should go to ADD. That's where Russell Simmons worked. We said, what? Damn, let's fucking go. The nigga at the front desk was in a wheelchair. Bitch, you not going to catch me and Dan. Me and Dan said, fuck that. Ran upstairs, went through the elevator. And next thing you know, we see Russell Simmons in his fucking office. And then they got another dude and they're playing a few movies or whatever. He in there chilling. Okay. They all in their phone. Me and that Dan were like, yeah, Dan, baby, Peter, Piper. Next thing you know, Russell. And who the fuck is these niggas in my office?
Facts.
Oh, that was real? We was like, me and Dan, Dan, it's time to go, bro. Let's go. Dan took that shit and we ran.
He ain't pulling no P. Diddy shit.
He snatched shit off the wall.
Yeah, I did.
We tried to go.
I took one of the plaques. I don't know which one it was.
You still got it?
Man, what happened? Huh?
You still got it?
Well, I had to throw it and run.
Yeah, because fuck that. You know, we went up there on the elevator. Fuck you. They had no stairs to go down, so they was going to catch us.
Y'all be having y'all gun with y'all?
Nah, we don't care.
Y'all need one.
We do need one.
Y'all some bold nigga. I thought these motherfuckers. Because
if I ain't know you and you did that to me. I hope y'all video still record. It'll be some pop, pop, pop.
Put that foul.
Ain't lying. These niggas that came, they walking in nigga houses, blood. Hey,
I know.
Do y'all pray before y'all do that shit?
Son, it just be on a whim, son. Nigga just go in and we be hoping they know us. And
y'all got to do a trap house like that. Y'all got to walk into a trap house and start grabbing nigga dope and shit. Just pray it still go good, though.
That
shit'll be lit.
They gonna think it's ours. We're gonna go to jail.
That shit'll be lit.
Wait.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that because you'll be incriminating everybody.
Which trap house we need to go to?
I don't know.
That should be
go
lit.
Go to Lil Boosie's house. Lil Boosie trap house. He said you good.
He gave you a nigga card. Yeah,
don't do that shit nowhere else. Don't run off with nobody's shit.
So what happened with the PD situation? All I heard was, hold up. Get off of him, baby. Get off of him, baby. I'm like, I'm under pressure. This nigga is still performing. He like, hold up, damn, baby. Get off of him, baby. I said, this nigga is crazy.
I got serious once I saw the security guard really like grab Dan by the neck and try to choke him.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, nah, get off my partner. Mm-hmm. Once I got rid of him and threw his hand out the way, Dan got free. But the security guard stayed out my shirt. So I'm running and next thing you know, P. Diddy just, hum, grab a nigga.
That's why he fell on the ground. If you didn't watch the whole video.
If you watched the whole video, at the end I said, fuck.
Yeah, I heard. All I heard was fuck.
He tackled me and hurt. I hurt all my ribs, son.
Damn.
Hurt all my fucking ribs.
All on?
Hey, man.
No,
this how easily I'm entertained.
And he said, man,
I didn't know none
ribs.
Of this shit was real. I didn't know this.
That's the thing. If you could tell somebody it's real, they're not going to believe
you. So sometimes, I don't know if you've seen the one with the truck.
I was definitely able to
pull
up in the
truck. Yeah, I did. I saw this shit.
Look, this was a paid skit. But at the end, she didn't know I was gonna take off with her truck, and I broke a lot of product.
Yes, I heard. When that shit hit the ground, and I said, "Hey, what a wonderful kind of day." That's what I heard when I heard that shit.
The idea was for us to like to walk up and show off the car and shit, and then like you know, bring some boxes inside him and swiggle and dance. He just wanted to show that he's in the shop. But you know, I still was recording. Like you know, you will compensate us for that because she said she was gonna pay us. She was like, I know you fucking lying.
All right, so y'all ain't get paid before the video.
We didn't get paid before the video, so it was like, all right, cool.
We fucked up.
So we're like, fuck it. So Dan was just like, all right, Nick, let's go. So when I saw Dan say, let's go, I said, all right, cool.
I didn't really say because I don't speak, but I said,
and the car, the fucking car was right there. He just pulled off in that.
Boom! Shit hit the ground.
You don't never say shit for real though.
He don't. Son.
He don't.
It keep everybody interested.
He just dry hump and then he got down be hen shit.
Yup.
That shit is hilarious.
Man.
So what was after the P. Diddy situation like? What was the most like? Oh shit.
Oh.
I don't know, man. They had a lot of celebrities on that week that fuck with us. I mean, at first it was Anthony Davis. Then it was Russell Simmons. Then it was Pete Diddy. It just went higher and higher. But after that, now it's like it's small shit. But like it's now we all the way. People got fans in fucking Ireland, all types of shit. People booking us for festivals in Toronto just to come stage dive and shit.
We're going to Bahrain.
Fucking right.
It's like that's the only thing that's really big that's coming after Dubai.
That's what you're doing for, right?
Right.
So you can tour the world and do shit you ain't never do before and open up other doors.
On some DC Young Fly shit.
You feel what I'm saying? You don't do shit to go viral and be sitting at the crib.
Right.
Nigga be going viral and sitting at the crib talking about some shit. Yo,
but
you don't get your dumb ass up. Nigga, you just went viral. You better take the opportunity and make something.
Really though.
You hear me? No, I salute it, nigga. That shit fun. Nigga, I love seeing y'all be stupid.
That's how I felt about you.
That mean I can't be blamed for everything. I'm like, this nigga done stole a truck. He done got his ribs hurt by P. Diddy. Y'all can't keep talking about I'm roasting people. These niggas out here terrorizing y'all children. And he got a white man saying, nigga, we need to do something about this.
Fly.
That shit is brilliant.
When you roasted Lil Uzi, nigga, it was over with for me.
No, I really had to show the people that I still got it. When I did that, they were like, he still the king. Nigga. I was like, cause you got to think about it. I've been doing this shit for so long.
That nigga said, you look like the thot bitch at school that had a crush on everybody. Ugly ass little girl.
Hey, they had them whole beat. You be like, why me? Like, why you like me? Out of everybody, bitch, you wanna like me? Like, then the folk keep telling you, no, shouting like you. Bitch, I know. I heard it all year. It's the last day of school. I don't wanna fuck, maybe.
I don't want to fuck, maybe.
That's that one hole you catch underneath the bleachers after school. Yeah.
You'll catch us sucking dick. She'll look at you and be like,
and keep sucking.
This bitch is a pro.
Niggas just start standing in line and recording and shit.
But nah, but the crazy part about it, I done made friends and shit. Like, so it's like, I don't know who to roast now, and they just be like, we cool. But I'm like, nigga, if you fuck up, just know. Your ass is mine on Instagram. So that's what basically I've been waiting to do instead of just pinpointing niggas. I'm waiting till they fuck up in life.
Mm-hmm. Them niggas be mad when you see them. Any of them niggas be tight when you see them.
They shouldn't be. Shit.
You know all the new rappers, the young niggas,
you
they
know,
fuck
I keep
with
security
you.
With me.
Right.
You ever got back cool with LeBron?
Who, LeBron?
Yeah.
LeBron fuck with me. I know he do.
LeBron James.
LeBron fuck with me and I know he do because he have no choice. He has to be my friend. Because everybody on his team fuck with me. Shumpa, Kyrie, the niggas who don't never play. When I went into that. Listen to me, bro. I never forget this shit, nigga. When they played the Hawks and they went in the fucking, and I went in the locker room, nigga. This when I knew this shit was serious, nigga. I walked in. First of all, I couldn't believe I walked in. I was like, boom. You know, niggas walking by and shit, like they in towels and shit, cause they coming out the shower and they know they in the locker room. You know, that shit hold, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I come in, niggas walking, I'm like, oh shit, this shit crazy. And I look, nigga, we locked eyes, nigga, bow. That nigga was like. The nigga put his towel over his head, bro. You feel me? Then all the media came over there towards him. So I'm in that V. I went and I sat down. I see Kyrie. I said, nigga, Kyrie, what's up, nigga? He was like, well, what's up? I was like, see Shubba. I'm like, Shubba, what's up, nigga? So Shubba gave us a down. He was like, well, you put it here. So now I'm in between Kyrie and Shubba.
Right.
Having the time of my life, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Niggas walking up, who are you? I'm like, nigga. Nigga, I'm their cousin, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, we family.
This nigga, everybody cousin.
And there was a nigga that came out the shower that he probably not even on the game. The nigga ain't got no basketball card. He got a shower. I told him, I said, nigga, I can still smell the cologne on you. Fuck you take a shower for? You ain't getting the game? Nigga, the whole locker room went to laughing. He was like, no, you. I still don't know who this nigga is to this day. So I ain't even seen him on TV on the sideline or none of that shit. He probably was somebody, luggage holder or somebody. But anyway, he was on the team. So he got him an M. But now when they came in, I was waiting for him to come because the media was on LeBron's ass. I was finna go at his ass. So they kicked me out. They were like, no, you got... LeBron told him to get me the fuck up out of there. Right. So he came and got me up out of there. So I went to the press conference. You know, when they come sit on that motherfucker. Nigga, I was in my seat like this. Couldn't wait till his ass come out there. Nigga, them folk came and got me at the press conference. And were like, nah, but you got to go.
Damn.
Oh, man, I had something for his ass, too.
Exclusives. This is the 85 South Show exclusive, man. DC,
it was just a blessing just to get kicked out the press conference and guess by who. LeBron.
LeBron. That
Who named him LeBron? Somebody out here fucking one of these nigger bitches. You done named him LeBron. I don't like that.
Hey, hey, hey. Was that his white accent?
We don't. What? You got a fucking problem with it?
Hey, listen boy. Here, Dan. Hey. If you want to come up here on 92 AM
Rebel Radio and try to tell me,
tell us, buddy,
how white you are.
Hold on, goddammit, motherfuckers.
No, you sound like the Duck Dynasty motherfuckers.
No way to goddamn minute here, Dan.
Look, let me tell y'all something right now. I'm going to lay it down straight.
Well, listen here. You lay it down as straight as you want to. I'm going to pick it up.
Well, y'all done fucked up.
And we're going to feed it to the ducks.
I done sent my location to 911. Well, you can. I'm going to hit the ground, and y'all all going to go to jail.
Well, you can send them whatever the fuck you want to send them. Hell.
Because we got hound dogs. Ain't no pit bulls around here. We got hound dogs.
We don't give a good goddamn. We're red-blooded Americans. We paid our taxes and we voted.
Damn right. And I throw my flag everywhere I fucking go.
You motherfucking right.
Son of a bitch.
I'll fuck your sister and fuck the dog, too.
Well, hell.
That's what I do.
It's going to be plenty fucking
going on. That's what you call having a threesome. Because I'm a doggone bitch.
Y'all niggas wild.
You better tell these motherfuckers who I am.
That's what we do. We fuck the sister and fuck the dog, too.
What? Hey, listen here. Calm down. Listen here. Lil Boosie say, you want to talk shit? You want to run your mouth, bitch? You want some gangsters in front of your house? We'll set this bitch off. I wish a motherfucker would.
God damn it, boy.
Push me to the edge. All my friends are dead.
That's my favorite artist right now.
Push me to the fucking edge.
I'm already over it.
I'm on the edge right now.
I've been over the edge.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just in my tape. Well, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up?
There's vomit on his shirt already. Mom spaghetti.
That is the white anthem. Did y'all know that?
Calm down, Randy. Shit, hell.
Don't bring my white card out. I'll show you.
This is 92 AM Rebel Radio. Sponsored in part by Home Depot, Bud Light, and Keystone Light.
Keystone. That boy said Keystone.
We got $75 worth of gift certificates to the Bass Pro Shop for the next three callers. Call up here.
And Cabela's.
We got a pair of boots up here.
Yeah, boots and some,
We got some Cabela boots and we got some duck whistles.
Yeah, we also got.
Anybody want to get in?
We got some shotgun shells on sale.
We're going to raffle off some duck whistles.
We got some old shotgun shells. I ain't going to tell you from who because it'll start up some shit.
Now we're still waiting on Conway West to come up here and do his interview. We sent an email to Conway West's people. Now
I think he's lost. He done went north.
Now we're tired of waiting on him.
We told him this is 85 south. They done told me they went to 85
north. That's probably what. That's
don't
probably.
Don't you know the nigga went on the highway actually looking for us. Now, we are looking for 85 South. We're on it.
Now, I said, "Dude, some bitch, we're in the just building. Opened 85 South back up about 3 weeks ago."
Yes, they did.
It's hell. I don't know it, motherfucker.
They said it was
wobbling.
A crackhead down there. He done blew the damn screen on fire. I wish I was there. That would have been a sight to see.
Dan, did you hear this one?
I would have been
goddamn
high.
Goddamn junkie, then burnt the whole damn 85 South up.
That's crazy.
Burnt the whole damn section with a lighter and three crack rubs.
Say he was listening to the 85 South Show.
92 AM Rebel Radio. You tuned in right now. Tell your little sister to send me those prom pictures. I didn't get them. I didn't get them. They never came through on my phone.
That is stupid. Tell your little sister to send me the prom pictures.
Now, I know we've been getting a lot of emails up here. People been wondering what I want to do with that old Jeep that's sitting in front of my house.
It's on sale right now.
I don't want to sell it.
Oh, come on.
No, because we're having sex in it. We're not going to sell it.
Man, we're,
when you're in there in your room having sex, I took my bitch into the Jeep. I like the way they recline all the way back. It's just, I broke the recline. Shame.
My brother Randy got a litter of kittens staying in the back of that Jeep. And that mama cat is mean as a rattlesnake. We got Nick Knack, Patty Whack, and Dan Rue in here today on 92 AM Rebel Radio.
What are you doing, baby?
That's the one.
We're going live, baby. That's the one.
Well, goddammit.
We're going live.
You know what? I would tell you, I fucking love this goddamn place. Fucking right.
Well, I want to be
Where's the fucking beer at, son of a bitch?
It's the brews, you punk bitch.
Well, I want to be the first one to let you know, old Danny. This place loves you, too.
Hey, I wanted my Keystone Light with my goddamn pizza. Y'all motherfuckers in
we
here
We don't have... Give him some Ciroc so he can shut the fuck up.
Give it to him. Because I'm about to go fuck his sister and the dog.
Hey, hold on 1 second. Is this sponsored by black people?
Well, listen here, Dan. I know ever since.
That's white liquor. That's white.
It is white.
That's why we don't drink Henny. That's brown.
Wait a minute, right?
That's white.
It's white liquor.
We drink white liquor around here.
Not going to drink it. If it's not,
I know they got into a fight with Puff Daddy, so they may not want to drink it.
Hold on.
If it's gator piss, he might just drink it. He might
just. So you still drink the liquor?
It gotta taste exactly like gator piss. It don't taste like gator piss.
Well,
it says imported.
Imported. That means
that good old Mexican love right there.
It says made with vodka infused with natural peach and other flavors.
That's immigrant juice. You don't want to drink that.
I don't think that.
Ain't no telling what that is.
Hold on, fellas. You know what they mean.
It ain't better than moonshine, I tell you that.
You know what they mean when they say natural.
You goddamn right, DC Younger Fly.
Let me tell you something, Dan fella.
You know what they mean when they say a natural peach, right?
What they mean?
It has hair on it.
That's why the hair is still inside of that bottle. God damn it. He didn't shave that motherfucker.
God damn it, did you catch that when I said it still had hair on it? Welcome back, 92 AM Rebel Radio.
Rebel.
Where we like all our peaches with hair on them.
Nope, not me.
I was dealing with a lady about 4 weeks ago. Her pussy smelled like an armpit.
God damn it.
That means that pussy sweat.
Wait. What was her name?
Glodell.
Oh, my fucking God. You will not believe. When did this happen?
About 4 Tuesdays ago.
Shit. Oh, my fucking God.
About 3 Wednesdays and 4 Tuesdays.
You know what's crazy? I think I done fucked with the same bitch.
Well.
Who hasn't? Because I fucked her in her doll. 5 Tuesdays ago, I didn't want to tell my big brother because I know he loved her.
Well, listen here.
And I love the dog more.
Hey, DC, how your cousin? How's she doing?
Who?
You mean his cousin or his ex-girlfriend? Oops, same person.
Same person.
Same person.
God damn it, Randy. You don't have to tell everybody that.
Same person.
I like fucking with my family. Keep it in together. I just want some pussy. And I say, hey, cousin, where's your dog at? I'm finna hog that.
Yeehaw.
About to stick my winky between those twinkies. Hey, where's Sarah?
Hey.
She is better.
Yeehaw.
That is my first cousin, but guess what? I like the way she suck these nuts. Hey, these nuts.
Hey.
These nuts.
Y'all watch out now. That's a new hit coming out.
That's it.
Straight out.
I like the way my first cousin suck these nuts.
That's on the new
Man,
country
this
album.
Is the 85 South Show. This is a podcast for white people who don't even like white people.
That's the one right there.
This podcast is for motherfuckers, all the white people who are mad because their Medicaid is not going through. Ha ha, welcome to the club, bitch.
This podcast is for niggas who don't quit their job because they need the insurance. It's exactly what we're going through over here tonight at the 85 South Show. Big salute to my man Nick and my man Dan. Much success to y'all niggas going forward.
Y'all motherfuckers been going crazy, man.
Y'all been
trying to go
crazy.
Retarded.
Keep going, man.
Yeah, retarded. Yeah, dumb shit.
You know. On this journey, can I get some advice? It's not criticism. It's advice. As y'all doing this shit, look for other avenues.
Of course.
Of course.
You feel me? Don't get comfortable. I can't roast all my fucking life.
We knew that.
You feel what I'm saying?
We knew that.
I can't do this shit all my life.
You couldn't do Vine all your life.
You see where it gone.
We see where it's gone.
That's what started us, and that motherfucker is poof out of here.
That's why.
So guess what might be next?
Can you still get on that bitch?
Nah, it's gone. It's dead.
You can't even get on. Even if you tried, it's like the niggas can't record no more. It's over with. Like niggas who was the shit on there and didn't transfer.
They lost their chance.
They lost.
Oh, you're talking about the dude. Oh, no, he traveled. Double dribble.
I'm just saying, just people in general. If motherfucker was on Vine still, I love Vine in 2014. It's 2017. If you still was on that motherfucker now.
Wait. What's Vine?
See what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Right.
Not doing that because Vine started a lot of motherfuckers.
Nah, I ain't gonna
lie.
I appreciate Vine.
No, yeah, I appreciate Vine.
See, I appreciate
DC,
Vine.
DC, no lie, son. DC opened a way for a lot of niggas to make it out the hood.
Yep. Yep.
Son, I remember when Fat and Pete put him on Vine, I was like, man, who the fuck this nigga is? He didn't even have a Vine at the time. The Fat was just using him to get his views up. Next thing you know, next thing you know, that boy got a Vine, son. He said, the Fat said, y'all go follow my butt, man. That boy got a Vine, but how funny he had, but that boy shot up 30,000 in one day. I said, man, this nigga about to pass me up. Let me start doing funny shit.
I had an Android. I ain't even had no phone. I had an Android. I couldn't even record at night. Come on, you know how that shit in the FaceTime don't work. Like, that shit be dark.
Be dark as fuck.
Man, what? Then all of a sudden, niggas just went.
I never figured Vine out. That shit used to be dope, though.
Like, no, it was 6 seconds. I know. You had to be real. If you wanted to tell a nigga something, how you had to say, we don't control your ass, I'm about to fuck with the fuck me.
7 seconds, huh? You had 7 seconds.
That was it.
It was too long.
Nigga, that's just three, nigga. You trying to hit him? You trying to hit his ass again. Oh, look at that. Damn. Fuck. Gotta do this shit again.
Fly, you was out here taking them penitentiary chances, doing shit every day, fucking around.
Yeah, I sure would, boy. I got some story.
But nah, he definitely paid way for a lot of ignorant niggas to go ahead and
Still doing
it. It's the crazy part about it, man. It's just, man, you just do you, man. Be yourself, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, like all that ignorant shit, that shit is like funny as hell. Like that live. I tell a motherfucker right now, like, you know, we used to do all the crazy ignorant shit, yelling in the mall, went to the Android. I won't be an Android. And what I said, iPhone with an Android screen. So it won't crack them. You know what I'm saying? Been making motherfuckers. But the live reaction is the best shit. Not that stage shit. Stage shit can be good on the first try. Mm-hmm. After the first try, it's like you doing it too much. Like you trying. Like we got to get it done. That first reaction shit, that shit be priceless. Even if somebody face be like this. That shit is hilarious because that's actually what they meant.
And that's why me and Dan be blowing up off this shit because it's all raw. It's not edited. It's not on a wide screen.
Keep it going.
It's not scripted. Yeah.
Keep it going.
It's like we're not trying too hard. Niggas just going in there, do this shit, say a funny joke. Oh, baby, look, baby, it's DC, no fly, baby. You know, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? They'll laugh at it because you see niggas trying to roast on the slick and it's all done right then and there. Like, it's all raw and uncut. Like, nigga not about to plan this shit. Like, yo, bro, you come out of here, you come out of there, bro. You're going to do this, that, and the third. And you say, ha, ha, and I go, he. Niggas not trying to do shit like that. All the shit is just raw. It's straight from the Instagram camera. So you know niggas not planning this shit, writing this shit down, and linking up with other people in California just to get their followers up. Like, nigga, when you start worrying about your followers, you know, your videos become
fuck the followers. I mean, look at this shit.
I'm going to say something real talk.
Say something, Dan.
Let's talk about these people, man. Look.
So why that?
You know what I'm saying? What you say, boy?
I didn't say shit, but I told the truth.
Crazy ass. Look at them. No, but real talk, it's like, you know, when you started out, ain't nobody want to fuck with you. And now you popping.
Everybody fuck with you.
Everybody trying to fuck with you, man. I'm talking about, I got cousins. I ain't even know I had cousins, you hear me? You know, uncles. I ain't even know it was my uncles. You know what I'm saying? It's just,
you got uncles showing up?
Pff, uncles.
Just random ass uncles? Now, man, that's strange.
I got people calling my phone. My ex-girlfriend from high school, and she was white, so you know I don't fuck with them no more. So, you know.
What the fuck did she say? Hey, Dan.
Oh, my God, Dan. I see you're doing your thing. Oh, my fucking God. All my friends talk about you all the time. I told them how, like, we used to be something. And now, like, you're so famous. You think we could, like, talk again or something? Click.
You think we could talk again or something?
Click.
Send him a dick pic.
That shit's so true. Some family, even old family members that ain't fuck with you in years.
They coming out the blue now.
Calling my phone FaceTime. Say, man, your nephew over here, man, he just turned 7. He love you. Can you think he say we live for him? Just say it one time. We live, baby. Yeah, man, I love you, man. Your nephew love you. Everybody love you, man. Whole family.
Man, you should come on down to the cookout.
Man, come on, man. Come all the way to California, man. We're going to take care of you, baby. We're gonna just buy your own ticket. We'll get you a room. You can stay upstairs in the attic, you know. Just, as long as you're live. We live. Yeah, your nephew just love you.
Hey, shout out to that family, though. Man, you got to love them, though. That's how family do.
No.
Even the fake family.
They going to get worse.
You know, I don't know about y'all, though. The person who's been behind me the most. And my mom, bro.
Mm. What you mean? You act like we ain't got our mom in our life. See how white people be racist without trying to be?
Here's the thing.
I don't know about y'all, but I know me personally.
That was
my mama.
See, the thing
was behind me.
See, the thing is, I was trying to be nice because I know none of y'all got dads.
Which is true. My dad.
Wait, bitch, I got two dads, bitch. Stop playing with me.
Shit, I ain't even got a dad, so.
Well, you really, that's why you black. That's why I got you the black card.
Because you adopted.
Nah,
my dad. White people be adopted more.
Rest in peace to my father.
They always get the white people out the crowd.
But you know, I want the little white guy.
Some strange motherfuckers.
Hey, look, we enjoying our time here. 98.5 South. 85.
Do y'all hear that racist ass shit?
Talk to him, black.
Nigga said 98.5. That is racist. What you doing down here on 98.5? Huh?
Turn in to 98.5, the beat.
Got to be more good.
Rebel Radio.
That nigga said, man, we doing good down here in 98.5.
85.
He fucking it all up, man. I'm having so much fun out here in Oklahoma.
I'm not going to lie.
Shit.
But we in Atlanta.
Nigga. I'm not going to lie. He said 98.5 Rebel Radio.
92 AM Rebel Radio.
He said we doing good at 98.5.
85 South, right?
That's motherfucking right, man.
Well, look, man, I'm enjoying my time
this
with
shirt
y'all.
This shirt is a 2X, man.
Yeah, man.
What size is this?
That shirt, fucking, that's a medium.
It's white people size.
Hey, it could be.
You're lying. All you got to do is cut your fucking sleeves off. And
that's an XL.
Stick them in there.
That's for camera. We'll just use it on camera.
I don't know about this
Chad,
emblem.
We need a 2X.
I don't know about this emblem. Indians aren't my style.
It's not an Indian.
Better not say that too loud.
Better not I'm say that.
You fuck around with me, boy. You never know who listens to this show.
You never. Look, I tell them who listens to this show.
No.
Who listens to this? Samuel L. Jackson, nephew, listen to this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Janet Jackson.
You know Magic Johnson, son?
Yeah.
The gay one? His girlfriend listened to the show.
Bruh, Janet Jackson, first ex-husband, listened to this song.
Real talk.
Wait.
Yeah. Stevie Wonder watched this show, nigga.
Motherfucker.
You know Michael Jackson, the other one, his child, the Blanket?
Blanket.
Listen to it every time she put her covers on her
Blanket
head. Every time.
This show hard.
Real talk.
That's Michael Jackson's monkey.
All Flavor Flav kids watch this shit on
for
YouTube.
For real.
He got like 9,000.
Yeah.
Niggas, they got deaf niggas listen to this show, nigga.
They do.
Real tough.
Deaf.
We got all type of niggas who locked up be watching the old shit like it's new.
Real talk.
Yeah, in the library.
Listen to some old shit. But I remember when y'all niggas was in Steve Harvey.
Be getting their GED.
Like, we ain't been out there, goddamn.
That's right.
No nigga don't need Kyle to check up on us and see how the show going or nothing.
Nigga, you might not know this.
Damn, be like, man, y'all still doing it?
You know shit. When niggas be out cheating?
Well, no love.
And the girl be at home?
From none of the executives.
This the podcast the girl be watching when a nigga out cheating.
Do you know this podcast is strictly for black people that cheer for black families on Family Feud?
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And be getting mad at hell when they be saying them dumb ass answers.
Right.
Like, no, bitch. And watch the white man go over there and say the simplest shit.
Simplest shit.
Barbecue grill. Like, I bitch, you couldn't think of a barbecue grill.
And you got the whole family over there like, yeah, that was a good one. That was the white family. Kind of yeah.
Can't stand it.
You know who else this shit for?
Who?
Niggas who can always solve the puzzle on Wheel of Fortune be like, nigga, I need to go on that motherfucker.
I can't.
Can I buy a vowel?
I hate that damn show. I'm like, I don't know none of this shit. Majority of them bitches be slogans. I don't know that many slogans.
This podcast is for chicks who been out all day and then get invited somewhere else and they have to smell their pussy first to see if they can go.
Yep.
This podcast is for the whole who suck your dick without asking them.
I love them hoes.
I love them hoes.
Sometimes they be a little too aggressive. You're like, bitch, why you going in my pockets? I'm like, bitch, my dick is in the middle. I mean, it's on the side too. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga says it's on the side.
Jesse Kane, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's inside the pants, baby. Yeah, not in the pockets. That's
podcast
inside.
Podcast is for chicks who lick your balls after all day. She lick all day balls.
Ooh, that Fixing bitch got that bad bro back here.
This that podcast is for the right girls here. That get deep throat you and lick your balls at the same time.
Whoa, you mean the gangsters? That's
they
what they are. Those are some gangster
ass. If I meet a bitch like that, I know she pregnant from
throat
the mouth. She is having her baby out the mouth. She's not having no C-section.
This podcast is for chicks who will come to your house at 2 in the morning and wake her kids up and let them ride with her.
Ooh.
This podcast is for niggas that turn Super Saiyan.
When? Offhand or just off one of them dick pills?
See, I want to say something, but I can't because, you know.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
I'm scared because I think DC Young Fly is going to get on my ass because I'm going to end up saying the N-word on that.
This podcast.
Nah, just don't say it.
This podcast is for white girls with dark
like
skin nipples.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen them. What the fuck is wrong? Stop.
nigga.
This podcast is for white people who can't
I like
say
to fight.
It's gonna be a fight. DC Young Fly
versus Peter Pan Dan.
Peter Pan Dan.
Peter Pan, and this nigga, you gonna be the ref? Yeah, baby. Don't let him do Dan, baby. Don't let him do you like that, baby. You shouldn't have said the N-word, baby. Get up, baby. Get up. This what happened, baby. I've been wanting to do it, but you my friend, baby. Man, them niggas just need. Nah, but I understand that, look, you know.
The cross and the sixes?
The cross and the sixes. I feel them like if that's your friend and you like, my nigga, what you doing, man? You know what I'm saying? But you ain't got to get. That's, niggas fail to realize you don't have to go on the internet if you got the nigga personal number.
Right.
That's why I think niggas get the you know what I'm saying, misconstrued. They like, what if the nigga got my number, what the fuck he on the internet for?
What if he blocked him?
It ain't that. You got my number. Or you got somebody around me.
What if he did text him and he just keep texting back the same fucking emoji like he playing or something? Man,
yeah. But I understand that, cause but people be failing to realize, man, they got a following and they got kids watching them and shit. Like, yep. That ain't a good thing. For kids, if that's you, my nigga. You feel what I'm saying? But you got don't help make these kids' minds up as well. Right. You know what I'm saying? Cause I believe in God. You know what I'm saying? Facts. I don't care what nobody else believe in. So you know what I'm saying? Too. But you know they you know it promotion wise with all that too. So you know all that played the part. So that's why I don't really give a damn. So let them do their thing.
So look. Me and Dan, we kind of got some like some personal stuff to go take care of. So you know, I don't want in the show like you know like
we'll
like
say
this.
Goodbye.
No, y'all need to get up and walk out. This how gangster we'll this shit good. Is. We'll edit this shit out before you know it'll be show. A clip, and then it be just like you know what I'm saying.
Y'all wanna say bye? Yeah,
yo, before we get out of here, though, I want to say one thing, nigga.
Don't worry about it, child. I'm whoop his ass. You ain't got to worry about it. I'm whoop his ass.
Dan, I got your back, bro. They can't jump you, bro. They got to jump us.
That's why I'm going to make your sister suck this dick so hard. I'm going to record it. I'm going to let the children watch.
Well, y'all appreciate y'all for having us on the show. You heard me?
I'm going to let the children watch.
Bro, I had a great time. Great time with you guys.
I'm going to let the dog watch.
No, real talk, I had a great time out here in the A. Much love on the East Coast.
I'm going to go to everybody in the graveyard. I'm going to let them watch.
This has been another spectacular episode of the 85 South Show. You already know what this is. This is a podcast for niggas who eat Lucky Charms and eat all the marshmallows first. My name is Carlos Miller.
It's your boy DC Young Flizzle.
And I am your girlfriend's boyfriend.
Hi, I'm Dan Root.
Fuck you,
nice
man.
Nice to meet you guys. I really had an exquisite time on the show, hanging out with the African American. Culture is wonderful.
They gonna kick your ass after this.
85.
I don't think you know what followers we got. They gonna find you.
You know what's crazy?
They are coming.
You know what's
I'm
crazy?
Letting you know they listen.
I'm listening.
All the 85 South Show followers. When y'all catch this nigga, you know what happened. They gonna find. Listen, a nigga gonna walk up on you, be like, "Hey, boy, you the nigga from the 85 South Show, ain't you? The nigga from the 85 South Show." Hey, that shit gonna be crazy, bro.
No, man.
We got crazy ass followers. And he gonna be deaf. He be like, "Ain't you from the 85 South Show, ain't
no?"
I mean, give me.
Hey, what's up?
I know.
It's a girl best friend, my girl best friend.
Okay.
Blizzy, just for a second. Just say Blizzy. Anything. Blizzy.
Hey, Blizzy, with your big head ass. God damn head ass. Fuck wrong with you, girl. Ain't nobody playing with you. With your fat nose ass. We ain't need it. Say no more, guys.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th, at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with the AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.